And it's always good on a Friday to get the services of two of the most learned gentlemen in the history of racing, as far as we're concerned, around here on The Breakfast Club. Dean Lester, of course, is the world's greatest form analyst. He's a big part of the team on a Friday, and he joins us. Good morning, Dino.
Good morning, Daniel.
I'm going to ask you a question off the SMS straight up, Dino. It's a question without notice.
I'm going to probably say no, but that'll be... Anyway.
It's just come through. I wasn't going down this path, but the listeners want to know, so I'm going to throw it out there. Are you... Well, the question is, Huff, is Dino a paper banger man?
And I knew that would be the question, and that's why I said no. But I also don't look for... medical sort of remedial work in a shopping centre. That's a no-go zone.
Right.
So if it need be, if it was something to do with x-rays or scans or something like that,
yep,
I'd play the game. But if I'm 15 feet from people picking their fruit and veggies and I'm in it, I don't want to be part of it.
That is an entirely fair response, I reckon.
Okay, we've got it. You're making it out, Daniel, that I did.
Well, there's no evidence to the contrary. There's no evidence to the contrary.
There is evidence to the contrary, because there's no way under any circumstances would I do that.
It's just testimony at the moment, and the jury hasn't made its final decision.
Dean makes excellent points there.
Well, he does.
Yeah. You were mounted in a shopping center.
I was.
And pummeled.
I was.
And driven.
And driven and manipulated very, very hard.
And he's heavily medicated at the moment, Dino, on the back of his...
And it shows.
Oh, poor man. He's not going good at the moment. But he's a trooper. He's sticking on. He's
That photo you took.
What photo?
Unacceptable.
What do you mean?
Unacceptable.
Check it out on Twitter. You'll love it. Great to have Dino with us. Where's Quinny? Is he with us, the man from the tab? Quinny, good morning.
Well, I am indeed. I'm feeling Adam's pain looking at that photo. For those that do not have social media, he's trying to stretch it out, looking in absolute agony. But he also looks like Merv Hughes preparing to warm up and come in and bowl.
Daniel knows I hate photographs.
Well, I didn't get a photo of your face. You're like a dentist. I didn't allow the face to be...
You're Rob.
Morning, Rob. I didn't take a photo of your face. I know you don't like that. So I did the right thing. I respected your privacy. But just put it out there on the socials for the world to see. It just sort of goes against the privacy thing. Hey, Quinny, you'd be a banger man, a paper banger man.
I can't top anything that Dino just said on that one, so I'm just going to carry on.
Now, these are the things that that I'm not asking. These are the SMSs that are asking questions of our guests. So it's not me, it's the SMSs. We've got a bit to get through here because normally on the Friday form for first-time players, it's great to have you with us, we go through the major metropolitan meeting of the Saturday, of course. That's normally what happens in the world of racing. But tomorrow, we are not, Dino. We're at Pakenham for Pakenham Cup Day. Is this sort of the end of the carnival, springy carnival thingy?
Well, Werribee Cup Sunday, that's about it, Daniel. But yeah, this is classed for Scobie Breasley Medal and prize money, etc., as a city meeting.
Yeah,
it's just run at Pakenham, so it's terrific. It's our newest track. It's a good track, rail true. I think everything points to it being a good meeting. It doesn't make it an easy punting meeting because they're big fields and they're very competitive races. So the trainers have gravitated to it, that's for sure. And in good numbers and good depth.
Is it a good punting track, Dino? Have you found it a consistent punting track?
Look, I know it's been open 5 years, but I still think the jockeys are learning a bit how to ride it because it's such a big sweeping bend and do you wait and swoop down the outside and win, or can you pinch a brake on the turn? So, I think it's still, I find it a good track to bet on, especially when the rail's true, Daniel. Yeah, so that's okay. No problem with the track. It's just trying to find the winners in very competitive races.
Well, that's our job here on the Friday form. Get a chance to sharpen your pencils for a big day of racing, a Pakenham Cup Day tomorrow, and that's what we'll do. And we have a look at the quaddie legs. We'll have a look at Dino's formula bet, two of the best bets on the card, and then the Rama Ruffy, just a bit of value floating around. for Pakenham Cup to see what we can do for you today. But the first leg of the quaddie is race number 6. It's a 9-race card tomorrow at Pakenham. And we've got 13 going around because Mystico has been scratched, number 6, Bookmakers Rule of Line, which means Serious Suspect to the market that I'm looking at is favourite at tab.com.au, around about $3.90, Dana.
Yeah, and look, he's a very good chance, Daniel. He's really wearing the white shorts. He basically races exclusively at his home track at Flemington. So making the trip out to Pakenham tomorrow, Serious Suspect, but a very good chance. He's an on-pace runner, and he's right in the mix. But I like number 8 here, High Stranger. I thought he ran well at Ballarat last start, narrowly beaten there. Nashawilla rides from a good draw, and there just looks to be nice speed in the race. So I think he's a very good winning chance. I think there's a couple well worth including at odds. One of those is number 7, Overexposure. First up for Tony McAvoy. And having spoken about the paper underwear, Daniel, Overexposure might be the home and tip, really.
I'm all for omens.
He's more than that. He's a good talent, and I thought he trialled up really nicely at Flemington recently, and he did come off a long break last time, and he took a while to then finally break through. But first up here, I think he could run a really cheeky race at a price. 5, Serious Suspect, as mentioned. He's going to be right on speed with Tavisan and Lagerfeld. I think the speed will be quite generous here, and he'll be there, and he's tough, and he's honest. He'll run well. Another one that's at a price, I think, is number 12, Never Again, who doesn't win out of turn, but he does go very well fresh. He's won 2 of 5 fresh, and he's won 4 of 5 at 1,200 metres. So, fresh at the distance, I think he's got a chance. And the other one I'd be putting in is Enigman, who had no luck at all in the same race as High Stranger at Ballarat, searching for runs, ran very well. So not an easy start to the quaddie, but I certainly think High Stranger's the top selection.
All right, that's looking like it's certainly not favourite. What is the market for High Stranger there in the first leg of the quaddie, Quinny?
Was favourite initially, Daniel, at $4, has been pushed from 4 out to 4.80 with Serious Suspect the firmer, 4.20 into 3.90. But a few of the long shots then mentioned by Dino, we've got Enigman, an $11 chance, Overexposure 21 into 19, and also Never Again, currently $23. So either of them would be a very popular start to the quaddie. Dino, you've left out the third elect, William Thomas, currently an $8 chance out from 7, who comes through that Exhilarates race at Flemington where the Astrologist was runner-up. What's your little concern with William Thomas?
Always like him in a really probably 1,000, 1,100 metres fast scenario around a track like Caulfield. And probably more of a senior rider's horse too. I mean, the claim gets him in to be attractively weighted, and Will Price is a really good young rider, but he'll just need everything to go right. He's a horse that likes plenty of galloping room. He's got barrier 3, and if they jam up coming to the turn, I just don't know if that's an ideal scenario for him.
Quinny, are you under the weather?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little bit off.
Oh, yeah. Big night last night.
Where were you last night?
I'm trying to push through because you know what a soldier and a trooper I am, but I think Trent Langscale is firming by the minute to be doing the cross with Michael Falgate at about 9:30.
Well, it's great to have you with us. You are courageous and we appreciate
COVID
that.
COVID test
here.
For Quinny today.
Yeah, I think so. You might be the only person in the state with it, which would be unfortunate.
And just
the whole
by
state.
Luck.
The whole state. Disappointing, Quinny. You're a disappointing human. But we love you. Hey, Ramo, you've got one job here on the Friday format to give us the numbers after they are read by Dino and Quinny. What are they, please, for the first leg of the quaddie tomorrow at Pakenham?
8, 7, 5, 12, and 9.
All right, 8, 7, 5, 12, 9. A bit of a tough start to the quaddie, says Dino, but I reckon the numbers, the winner is in there somewhere. Race number 7 is the feature event on the card. $300,000 Pakenham Cup over the 2,500 metres. And there are 10 going around. You heard Dino say before that it's a really good day and there's a really good Pakenham Cup with some serious horses. And the market says it's tough because they've got 3 equal favourites at the moment, Dino. Princess Jenny, number 2, Attorney, number 4, and Knight's Order, number 7 at the tab.
I certainly agree with the tab with 2 of the 3. And I think Attorney ran very well at Sandown, and I think he's going to be very hard to beat here. I like the way he closed off. We all know that was a very slowly run race, won by Sound, but this horse still run home in the second best last 200 of the whole meeting. He really closed off well, and I think back to a handicap here, he's going to be hard to beat. I think Knight's Order's a lightly raced progressive horse, son of So You Think. He's an import. He won well in the Tats Cup, and then I thought his effort on Melbourne Cup Day was good. He's been kept fresh for this. So he's only had the three runs this time in, where a few of these have been around in a few of the races. I think Brimham Rocks is the best horse in the race. The weights tell you that. He ran well last start at Sandown. He's in the mix. Scarlet Dream is the forever run-on horse. She actually ran the best last 200 of the meeting last start, but that's what she tends to do, and hence she's won 2 of 24. But I wouldn't want her to be steaming home and actually get the prize on the big sand, big Pakenham track. And I'm giving Little Chances to Credence, Barrier 1, Blinkers On, and Northwest Passage. I just think that there's been a bit of a target to get this horse back to form after injuries. Had four runs back. He's steadily building, and I think he's got a little chance. So I don't think it's an easy race by any means for the punters, but a slight leaning to Attorney.
Oh, a slight leaning to Attorney. One of the favourites in a very, very congested market. Certainly the top of the leaderboard. Quinny, what can you tell us?
Yeah, the money has come for Princess Jenny, who's been the best back, $6 into 480. Attorney's gone the other way, 390 out to 480. Knight's Order, a $4.80 chance. And a little push there for Northwest Passage, who's been 61 into 51. But Dino, we've got Princess Jenny, the only last start winner in the race, who returned to form by winning the Bendigo Cup. You've left her out of the quaddie. What's your concern with her?
I think going up to 61 kilos and the fact that she's been entered, she was entered for Cup Week and then she was entered for Sandown and she didn't run. And I would have thought that suggests that, you know, she had a little bit of a setback. But, you know, she's a class act, but up 4.5 kilos for that last run and 6 weeks between runs, that's just enough to you know, put me against her and the outside draw.
Are you surprised the way the money has come for her and your on-top selection? Attorney's been a little soft at this stage?
Yeah, I think that might change around closer to race time. And I think Knight's Order will be the one, actually, that that the market might gravitate to. Lightly raced down in the weights, only had the three runs in, well drawn. I think I like Attorney, but I wouldn't be surprised if a horse like Knight's Order started favourite.
All right, Rama, what are those numbers, please? Second leg of the quaddie, the Pakenham Cup tomorrow.
4, 7, 1, 8, 5, and 9.
4, 7, 1, 8, 5, 9. The numbers you need for the second leg, the feature event of the car. Let's have a look at race number 8, the third leg of the quaddie over the 1,400 metres. Dino and some well-known horses to us here on the Friday form getting in action. There's a couple of scratchings. Number 9, In Denial, and number 15, Mandragorian. They are out. So we've got 13 going around, and the Astrologist, who was referenced earlier in the Friday form, is favourite with Craig Williams in the saddle for Leon and Troy Corstens. $2.70. Nice and short there at tab.com.au.
Yeah, I think he's got to be the starting point for the race, Daniel. We've got some good names here that run in these Vobis Gold races. A horse like Iconoclasm's made fantastic money out of this. And Amadeus has run in this race the last 3 years for a first and a second. So he's a bit of a specialist at the race. He's got to lift off that first up run. But I think the Astrologist is the one to beat. I think he ran a massive peak at Flemington. And then he came back 100 metres, and he just had a bit of a flat run, I think, at Ballarat. And he still ran really well. So, but it's a perfect platform for him now to go up to 1,400. And I think he's clearly the one to beat, number 5. 3, Galaxy Raider. He doesn't get the job done often because he's a backmarker and he needs luck. But it's a good track for him. And I think he ran well at Sandown in the same race as Iconoclasm. Iconoclasm ran okay. I just think he's a little bit below his best, even though he won two starts back. I just don't think he's absolutely at the peak of his form. But it should be still good enough under this weight scale because he's so well weighted under this weight scale to run well in this race. And the other one I'd put in is Ocular, number 12. He had no chance the way the day was panning out at Ballarat from a wide draw and the leaders were dominating, but he ran well, and he's just close to a peak run. I think he's in the mix, but the Astrologist is certainly the one to beat. Just take a few for a bit of insurance.
Nice and short there, the Astrologist. A little bit to keep us safe there, Quinny. All the money coming for the Astrologist?
Yeah, has been the best backed run a half, $3 into 270, heads the market at that quote. Wild Vixen's been the other firmer, $8.50 into $6. Now the clear second elect at that quote with very minor deductions along the way, 3 cents in the dollar on those two firmers I just mentioned. Dino, the Astrologist, 3 into 270. What sort of quote do you think we'll be looking at? And what is your concern with the second elect Wild Vixen, who has been supported?
I thought that the astrologist had found his price. I wouldn't want to see him get in any shorter. And as for Vile Vixen, I thought ran pretty well in the mare's race on Melbourne Cup Day, and then I thought it was just fair last start. And I think look, you can't put them all in. She's going to get a good run. She's got some hope, but I'd have her sort of fifth or sixth at the moment for me.
So it's all about the astrologist on that one, but give yourself a little safety buffer there with what other numbers, please, Rama?
5, 3, 1, and 12.
5, 3, 1, and 12. Three legs down for the Pakenham Cup Day Quaddie here on the Friday Form. Great to have Dean Lester with us and Nick Quinn as well, who's doing it under duress, which shows his courage and his commitment to the cause, which we love, paper banger and all. We will get to a break. We'll come back with the last leg of the Quaddie, the Rama Ruffy, the Formula Bet. And there might even be a birthday bulletin question coming up after this on The Breakfast Club. Young hoes, y'all know when the flow is loco. Young B and the ROC. Uh-oh, OG, big homie, the one and only. Stick bony, but the pockets are fat like Tony. Soprano, the rock handle like Ben X2. I shake bonies, man, you can't get next to. The genuine article, I do not sing, though. I sling, though, if anything, I bling, yo. Star like Ringo. Yeah, here we go. Feel it on a Friday morning. A little bit different to Jeff Bridges, what a little bit of love can do. This is a real sort of hip-hop, contemporary music action, and we're playing that because the artist singing or talking fast to rhythm is having a birthday today. His name, Rama, is Jay-Z.
What's his real name?
Good question.
Yeah.
Sean Carter.
Yes, okay.
Another stage name, Whitey. You love stage names.
Yeah, I don't like them at all, and I don't like that music. It's gangster music.
Gangster music.
It's made Jay-Z a billionaire.
I couldn't
care
less.
That type of music.
You'll hear in the background a little bit of a female voice.
Is that Jennifer Lopez?
No, that's Beyonce. No, that's Queen B.
Yeah, okay.
Of course, they are now married with children these days, Jay-Z and Beyonce. Sean Carter / Jay-Z is having a birthday today, Dino. And this is right in your wheelhouse, I reckon. You're a Jay-Z man. You love the gangster music, as Whitey calls it.
Oh, yeah, down in the hood at the shopping centre.
I can see you popping a cap in someone's ad. How old is Jay-Z this morning?
I like their music. I'm really struggling with his age. 40.
40 for Jay-Z. Righto. Rama?
No, I reckon he's a lot older than that. I think he's in his early 50s somewhere. I'm going to go 52.
52 for Rama. Quinny, I know you're under duress, but how old is Jay-Z, please?
51 and said with confidence.
51 with confidence. You said 52, you said 51, Dino says 40. I wonder where our man, Hot Rocks, over there is going to, he's going to end up. What number?
46.
46 for Jay-Z, who, as you rightly say, Rama, is a billionaire. He's going okay at the moment.
Baby John hasn't sort of
Baby
said
John,
anyone's
no,
right.
Baby John hasn't said anyone's right. There's a reason for that. Although, he was thinking about it when Quinny came in with 51 strongly. Jay-Z is having a big one today. He's 50. 50 for our man Jay-Z. Yeah, a bit off there, Dino. It's unlike you on a Friday morning.
I just couldn't get a grip of him, unfortunately. couldn't work out what age he was. So,
well, I think Beyonce's a lot younger.
Yeah,
she's 40.
Is she?
Yeah, I think she's.
I don't think she's that old.
I think you got her right earlier in the year, Rama, at 38 or 39.
Stand by. I will confirm the age of Queen Bee going around these days. She's 39 years of age.
Yeah, and you got it right, Rama, earlier in the year.
So
that's how long ago it was.
Well, that was only September. Not that long ago.
Daniel, can I be disrespectful and fire in a protest?
Oh.
Hang on. Whoa, this is controversial. You may.
Because I thought that he had a $50 million 50th last year.
Well, maybe. Well, according to the birthday bulletin, he was born on the 4th of December 1970, which makes him 50. Is this wrong, Frank? Has the birthday bulletin had an incident? Oh, boy.
Not for the first time this year.
Has it had another one? Well, stand by, Quinny, because if it is 50, 51, I'm going to give you all sorts of kudos.
You're going to get a baby John.
There's going to be a baby John. That is correct. According to, depends.
Oh, correct.
Wikipedia tells me he's 51 today. You're right. But the birthday bulletin, which is very rarely wrong, is saying he's 50 on the dot. So, Quinny, we're going to give it to you. We're going to give you a 50 Baby John, which you just heard. So, well done to you. 50 million for 50 last year. That's a great memory from Quinny. It's a bit of a setback for the birthday bulletin. I can't get that right. I've got one job. Just get the birthdays right. Anyway, well done, Quinny. You're a winner. You are a winner. And all of our punters out there will be winners when we get the last leg of the quaddy, Dino. We're three legs in. We've already got the first three. It's pretty straightforward from there. One to go. And it is over 1,400 metres again. And we've got 16 going around, full field going around, and has to be good for Graham Begg. Jordan Childs in the saddle, seemingly his favourite at tab.com.au, ran about $5.
Yes, and a very good chance you're all invited to my $53 birthday party next September, by the way.
I'm coming.
Yeah, it'll be worthwhile. Has to be good to the starting point for this race, Daniel. She ran really well in a stakes race last start. She ran eighth in that race. Fifth was Ethical Solution, who nearly won at Moonee Valley on last Saturday. Sixth was No Effort, who won the Tarogan Cup. And I thought Has to be Good did a bit of work mid-race and then should have just kept going. She should kept rolling, and she actually backed the speed off, and they swamped her a bit late. But, gee, she's well-placed here, I think. Number 10 to beat 5, Kurume, which my man down the line that's not feeling the best might feel a bit better. He's a part owner there, and Kurume's been trialling well and finally drawn a decent gate. I think she'll run really well first up. 11 Score ran well at Ballarat, looks close to a win. And 15 Stay Gold's flying for the Rosemont team and will be competitive again. Just a wide draw to contend with, but I think Has to be Good will be hard to beat.
All right, Has to be Good. Good value there. Each way odds there, 5 and 2.10, I think it is at the tab at the moment, Quinny.
Has been an early firmer as well, $7 into 5. Heads the market from Score, who's a 6.50 second elect, Lunacorn 8. And then Metronome, an $8.50 chance. Dino, with this race, did you find there's a few quality mares and fillies going around in the event? But unfortunately, a lot just seem to be racing out of form at the moment.
Oh, look, it is what it is, 78 grade, and that's why I like Has to be Good. She's coming off a Summon Stakes last start, where a lot of these have been in this sort of grade, or even like a mare like Stay Gold's going really well, but going up in grade, and a few of these might be looking for even further or wet tracks. So it's an interesting blend. I just think Graham Begg's lobbed into the right race here with Has to be Good.
And what do you make of Lunacorn? Have you just had enough of her and you want to see her put it together? Because early doors, she looked so talented and so exciting, and she won really well at Bendigo back in April. But unfortunately, this campaign is just racing ungenerously, and last start was probably the worst run of her preparation.
Yeah, oh, she got in a lot of trouble, but she, of her own doing, she is a talent. She's got to relax. Jamie Carr has got the magic hands, and she just might get her to do so. But the other thing is she's got to run a strong 1,400 metres. I think she's been a little bit underwhelming a couple of times at 1,400, so I just want to see her run right through the line at the end of 1,400.
All right, there are the numbers for the last leg of the quaddy. What are they again, please, Rama?
10, 5, 11 and 15.
And there is just Terry off the SMS who just come through and said, boys, I'm halfway through. I've missed the first two legs. Can you go through them all again, please?
Yes. Race 6, 8, 7, 5, 12 and 9. Race 7, 4, 7, 1, 8, 5 and 9. Race 8, 5, 3, 1 and 12. And finally, race 9, 10, 5, 11, and 15.
All right, they are your numbers for the quaddy. At this stage, of course, you can narrow the focus a bit tomorrow morning on the panel with Dino on RSN 927, but a good chance to have a bit of a look on a Friday for the quaddy tomorrow at Pakenham Cup Day. Let's have a look at the formula bet. Dino, who are you playing for this week, and what do you like?
Jane Stephen of Mount Clear is our contestant. For Jane, we are having $40 the win. Race 5, number 8, Tabby Dance. It's hard to beat. And $40 the win. Race 8, number 5, The Astrologist. So very easy to remember. 5-8 into 8-5. And $40 on the all-up, of course, for Jane Stephen of Mount Clear.
Good luck to you, Jane. 5-8 into 8-5, Quinny, comes to.
We've got Tabby Dance currently a $2.50 chance all-up. The Astrologist at $2.70 with the all-up coming to $6.75 pre-multiplier.
$6.75, we'll take it, and we'll run for the Formula Bet this weekend for Jane. And if you haven't registered for the Formula Bet, you'd be silly not to do so. Straight to the website, rsn.net.au. Dino, what about the Rama Ruffy? You said it's a pretty tough day, so I'm sure there's probably a bit of value somewhere for us tomorrow.
Well, it's a bit of value, Daniel. I'm not going to go for a big Hail Mary at a massive price, but at an each-way price, I think race 4, number 8, Capo Dano is ready to win, and I think we can back it each way.
Race 4, number 8, Capo Dano out of an outside gate for Shea Eden. What's the market say, Quinny?
Currently a $7.50 chance on the third line of betting at that quote.
$7.50, we'll take it. That's each way odds all day, and we'll take our money and run on the Rama Ruffy. You happy with that, Rama?
Absolutely.
Righto, just checking. I know it's your segment.
No, absolutely. Always happy.
And before we sort of leave the whole thing behind us, Quinny, Kurume, as Dino mentioned, is part owned by you, your Leviathan. What's the stable saying?
I think they expect her to run well tomorrow. She resumes over the 1,400 metres where she's got a good record, 2 wins and a placing from 6 prior attempts. As Dino said, she's drawn a nice gate, which has been a bit of kryptonite for her last campaign, and hopefully she can get the job done with Dean Yindle in the saddle. Dean's done a magnificent job on her.
It's important that we know this sort of stuff because we've had the Felgate incident through the Geelong Carnival.
It started with the Harford incident years ago.
Oh, many years ago.
Many years ago, yes. That was an incident. Don't laugh.
I'd forgotten about that.
I wasn't privy to that one, thank goodness.
No, there's been a lot of incidents through the journey.
Can Rama tell us what happened?
The Felgate one was disappointing of recent times. $20 winners.
Well, yours is $16.
No, I talk about it. I've forgotten about that. Off the SMS, take note of the name of the last race at Pakenham. Hashtag time honoured. It's called Cliffo's Nose Operation. Now, I don't know who Cliffo is, but his mates need a statue built because that is outstanding stuff from them.
No, it's the good folk at Sportsbet. Of course, they're sponsoring the meeting, and I think it's Ben Clifton who works for them might be the recipient of a nose surgery.
That is very funny stuff. Very funny stuff. Cliffo's nose operation. Hashtag time honoured off the SMS. That's very funny. Well done. All right. Now, Quinny, while you're with us, we'll get Trent to do Blue Eyes a little bit later on, but what is happening in the world of sport this week, and you can tell us from the TAB perspective?
We'll take a look at the Group 1 Kingston Town Classic, race number 8 at Ascot tomorrow, with Inspirational Girl to be ridden by William Pike. The duo combined to win the railway a fortnight ago and hopefully can get the job done here for favoured backers at 2.40. Too Close to the Sun was runner-up to Inspirational Girl, a 7.50 equal second elite with Dom to Shoot. KC, the defending winner, a $9.50 chance, and there's been specking at very longer odds for Galo Shop, runner-up in the race last year, and currently a $41 chance. The pyjama cricket continues today with the T20 International between Australia and India. The Aussies, $1.75 with India at $2.10. Plenty of bet types, including the high bat for both teams. Aaron Finch, Steve Smith and Darcy Short head the way for the Aussies at $4.20. While for India, as per usual, we've got Virat Kohli, very popular at the top of the market. He has been the best back player there at $3.60. But you can check those many markets at tab.com.au.
That is a great effort. You just got
all
through,
forms
Quinny.
Of courage.
You just
all
got forms. Through. Well done. Go and rest that voice. We appreciate your time, Quinny. Good luck.
Thanks, gents.
Nick Quinn with a raspy voice and feeling another weather from tab.com.au. Dino, before I let you go, I've come across a story on the wires, which I think you'll be interested in. Victoria's best hairdresser has been awarded from the leader newspaper readers around the nation, certainly around the Victoria. And I was expecting, I'm not sure what you were expecting with Victoria's best hairdresser, but I was expecting Cindy to get a nomination.
You would have thought so, yes. Yeah,
I would have thought that...
she would have at least got a nomination.
Well,
she hasn't won.
According to this, she didn't even get a nomination.
Oh, dear.
Bill, Brianna, Rebecca, Joe, Rachel, Nick, Rebecca, Melinda, Connie, Bianca and Maddie got nominations. But
some real hairdresser names there in that bunch.
Yeah, my man Frank hasn't got a mention either. That's disappointing.
No, that is disappointing. I can tell you, after a great conversation and poll from the readers of the leader newspapers, that Bill Stafford from Heathmont has been judged the world's best hairdresser, Victoria's best hairdresser.
Does he dye Quinny's hair? Is that the man?
Don't tell me Quinny dyes his hair. Is this what?
No, that wouldn't be possible.
Absolutely, that's possible.
Have I let the cat out of the bag? Oh, geez,
I wouldn't have thought so, Dino. It's very obvious on the screen.
Well, I don't know if he does, but he should. You know, if he's in that vicinity, because he's Victoria's best, and no mention for Cindy, which I'm disappointed in.
Quinny had a Rudy Giuliani moment when the dye was dripping down the ears on screen one day.
He melted.
On screen, he officially melted. Well, setback for Cindy fans, but well done to our man Bill. If you need a haircut, Dino, go and see Bill.
Bill in Heathmont.
Where's Frank work?
Heathmont's a nice area. It's a good bakery at Heathmont.
I was there the other day. That.
Shocked.
What about the shopping centre? The massage area there, okay?
Dino, it's a nice dismount for you. We'll let you get to it. We know you've got Hamish coming up on Gareth Hall's program, RSN Central, a little bit later on this morning. And the Greyhound's coming into vicinity too. Is that right? Is there a Greyhound coming?
There's a Greyhound on the... Well, we're talking. We're in negotiations at the moment about the Greyhound. And yes, Hamish from 10:30, because Hamish is hosting the Australian Hall of Fame coverage tonight.
He is Sports Australian Hall of Fame.
And with that, and also the standing down, Peter Gordon standing down, we're talking about longevity in sport. So we're going to have some good memories of people that dominated their sport for a long time.
It'll be great memories and great discussion a little bit later on RSN Central with Hamish and Dino.